Now, the rest of the story. There's scarcely a soul in Omaha who does not know and reverence Rose Blumkin. She was the young woman who came to town and built from scratch one of the leading local businesses, Nebraska Furniture Mart. In fact, Rose made such a success of that store that Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has bought her out, has purchased Nebraska Furniture without even requesting an inventory or an audit for $60 million. The store boasts 500 employees and a $12 million annual payroll and an immaculate showroom sprawling over a quarter million square feet, selling furniture for prices 20 to 30% below other furniture retailers. So Rose's store has virtually no major competition in town. Buffett's buy was a bargain. And yet Omaha might never have seen the likes of Rose Blumkin had it not been for a big lie and a bottle of vodka that never existed. That is the rest of the story. Times change so quickly, it's difficult to imagine that only brief years ago the Iron Curtain was an Iron Curtain, opaque, impenetrable. Rose Blumkin wanted out. Her husband, a Russian Jew, had fled to the United States. Rose desperately sought to follow him, and yet after 3 years, she had begun to lose hope. Then one day she got an idea. The way to the West, she decided, was east. Rose bought a ticket on a train bound for Siberia. Who, after all, would suspect such an escape route? She made it all the way to the Siberian-Chinese border, and there the Russian border guard stopped her, inquiring the nature of her travels. "I'm on an official business for the Russian army," she lied. "I have been sent to purchase materials in China." Well, the guard arched an eyebrow. By the way, Rose added, would the guard like her to bring him a bottle of vodka on her return journey? Well, that did the trick. And he let Rose Blumkin pass. And pass she did through China, through Japan, and on to the United States, where she was reunited with her husband. The two settled in Omaha, started their own business, and you know the rest. Today, Nebraska Furniture Mart, out of a solitary store, generates more than $100 million in annual sales, a free enterprise monument to the hard work and the business genius of Rose Blumkin, who once boarded a train leaving Russia, coincidentally, on the very day plotters assassinated Rasputin. It was on that very day that plotters assassinated the sinister Siberian guru who was manipulating the court of Tsar Nicholas II. That long ago? That long ago. For the year of Rose Blumkin's escape was 1914. If you're putting it together, these dates, you're right. Rose Blumkin, the Nebraska tycoon, who has just sold her business to Warren Buffett for $60 million, is only now stepping aside from her very active leadership of Nebraska Furniture Mart at the age of 95. And now you... Oh, there is one thing more. Rose Blumkin is already bored by retirement. At age 95, she's opening another furniture store across the street. And now you know the rest of the story.